Can you hear her?
Oh, I can hear her. She's eating her carrot stick. Is it a nice carrot stick? Is it good?
Can I hear it on there?
Oh, well, not at the moment. Let's roll up the carrot's sleeve, shall we? Should we roll those sleeves up?
Yeah.
Where's this one?
I bet.
They're all soggy. What happened to your sleeves? They're all soggy, miss.
Pulling it off.
Drink of water?
All right.
How is that dinner?
You
found some olives?
Yeah. Go here, see. That works.
What have you got, Karis? Let's have a look. There's some tomatoes and pasta and broccoli and carrots and cheese.
I got some cheese.
Cheese.
Have I got some cheese?
No, darling, because we ran out of cheese.
The cat's got cheese.
She has, but this was because it was mixed in yesterday, so she's got the same as she had yesterday. Because you enjoyed it yesterday, didn't you? Yes. Is it nice? Right, no. Hold your spoon nicely, please.
This end.
Yes.
Read that end.
Yeah.
But what happened if it all happened?
Sorry, I don't know why I gave you that spoon. That's not your spoon, is it? It's just a teaspoon. Do you want your spoon? Or your fork?
Okay.
Well, let's just give Karis another little scoop before I go and get a new spoon. There we go. Right.
Put that one back.
Right, I'll put it in the washing up. No, it's coming, Karis. It's coming. Just a minute. There you go.
Okay.
Right. Ooh, must be nice, Karis, is it? Nom, nom, nom. Is it tasty?
Look.
Eat it nicely. Show Karis how to eat really nicely.
I'm already eating.
You are, but you've got to eat it really nicely. So that she learns from you how to eat well. Steal a bit of pasta.
Bye. Just do you think you could put some carrots in?
Maybe carrots could have a little bit, yes. That's a good idea.
They put some in.
Just a little bit, yes. Give it a nice bit of texture.
More texture.
It means it's got lumpy bits in it. Because carrots has to learn to eat with more lumps. So that she learns how to chew food.
Because he got one.
He's got one little tooth, haven't he? Where's that tooth? Where's that tooth? Is it in there? Right. Yum, yum. Is it that good?
And then you need to come see the birds in Miseryland.
Miseryland.
Come see the birds in Miseryland.
Yum.
Come see the birds in Miseryland.
Yeah, that's...
Come see them, Miss Sunshine.
She did see them, didn't she?
Why?
Mama. Mama's here. But... Hello. I'm Mama. And you are Karis, and that is Imogen. But where's Daddy? Where is he? Is he on his way home, do you think? Do you think he'll be home soon? Do you think he's on the bus? Yes, I think he might be on the bus. Yes.
It's long time on the bus to my house.
It is quite. Daddy's got to change buses. He can't just get one bus home. He's got to get two buses now. One, two buses.
I need one to come back. I want to go.
Oh, well, no, he needs two buses to go and two buses to come back.
going to do with two buses?
Well, he'll probably sit on the buses. And maybe he will read a paper. Do you think he'll be reading the paper?
No, he might be. I know, he's got a mirror.
He's got a mirror, has he?
Yes, from his cracker, I mean.
Oh, do you think he's taking that on the bus with him?
Yes, because he says when he goes to work on the bus, he can look at himself.
Are you going to eat up your dinner?
In a mirror.
Mm. Well, maybe that's what he's doing.
And doing his makeup.
Doing his makeup? I don't think he's doing his makeup, darling.
Maybe his pretend makeup.
His pretend makeup. Well, maybe. You'll have to ask him when he comes in if that's what he's been doing.
You have to tell Daddy what I've been saying.
Okay? Is it yummy, Carlos?
She said, Dada.
Did she say Dada? Oh, he's clapping. He's clapping. Yeah.
Not me.
What are you going to eat? I know you can clap. You eat your dinner nicely, please. No, Imogen, can you eat your dinner nicely? Imogen, can you eat your dinner nicely, please? You're a big girl. I know that you know how to clap. But Karis is just learning these things, so it's okay for her to do it. And she's not holding her spoon, so it doesn't matter. Whereas you've got your fork in your hand. Well, your spoon.
No, not
well,
my hand.
Anyway, Mummy's asked you not to do it, so. I'm doing a good job, and if you finish all that up, there might be something else. Yum, Karis, you're doing very well as well.
Also, I might watch.
No, you're not watching anything else. Remember, Mummy said that if you had the bell this afternoon, that was a long programme, so there wouldn't be anything later. No, nothing else. Now eat up that dinner. Eat up those yummy olives. Karis is eating up hers. Look, it's almost all finished. Look, it's almost all gone.
It's gone now.
Oh, she's still got a couple of scoops left. Here's another one. A little drink. A little drink. Oh my God. Sit nicely. Last scoop, guys, apart from the stuff on your chin. Should we sweep all that back off your chin? Here you go. You ready? Oh God! Do you want your spoon? There might be some food on it. Yeah, that's it. You give it a lick.
She ate it.
She's licking the spoon. In case there's any food left on it.
See if I want.
It's a tasty spoon.
I really like to eat it.
Right, would you like another carrot stick? Yes. Say thank you.
All of us.
Thank you. No, you've got your dinner. And you had some breadsticks, didn't you, before dinner? And if you eat up nicely, which you're not doing at the moment, are you? If you eat up nicely, then there'll be something else.
Oh, my dear. And, we didn't have... we always have a vitamin today.
Oh, we haven't had your vitamin today, no. Karis had hers because she had hers in her porridge this morning. Yes, you had yours in your porridge, didn't you?
I want my vitamin.
Well, you can have yours after you've had your dinner, but you've got to finish up that pasta first, please. Another drink, Karis. Have you still got lots of carrot stick in that mouth, have you? Is there still lots of carrot stick in there?
Spoon top spoon, spoon top spoon.
Right, oh, there's an olive trying to escape out your bowl. Quick, rescue it.
It went back in.
Oh, good.
I pushed it in.
Oh, okay, well, that's good. Yes? Did you enjoy your dinner? Was it yummy? I need to see what else there is.
This is cold.
Eat nicely, please. Put your hip down. Are you tapping that spoon? Are you tapping that spoon?
No.
Not you, Karis.
Karis is looking at
it. She's being a cheeky chops, aren't you?
Why?
Because she's pretending her spoon is a drumstick. Yeah. Cheeky chops.
What does cheeky chops mean?
Oh, it's just a funny word. It's like being a pickle. Yes, you. Pickle.
What? Pickle. What does she do?
I'd already told you what she was doing. Take your spoon away, like Imogen, put your spoon down, please.
I can push it.
No, put it down, please. That's silly. What did you do?
Bite me.
That was a bit silly, wasn't it?
Such a silly food.
It wasn't silly food, it was silly. Your silly teeth for biting your cheek.
No, I didn't.
Right, a few more bits of pasta in there, I think. Yes.
I'm glad I have something else.
Well, if you ask nicely, you can. Oh, yes. Is that good? You're having fun. You like sitting in your high chair, don't you? I'm being noisy. Yes. You are a noisy little thing. Yes, you are. You've got mischief in all of your face. Yes.
Thank you. Please can
I? Right, well, that was a nice way to ask, so yes, you can. Right, give me your bowl then, and Mummy will go and see what she can find. Right, have a little sip of your drink then. Karis will have a little bit of hers, I think.
And I'm also going to have a vitamin.
Oh, yes, I'll get you a vitamin as well. Actually, Karis will have a drink in a minute when she's finished her carrot stick.
You can go woo. You can go woo. Go woo. Go woo.
Alright, here's your vitamin. What'd you say? Good girl.
But say small carrots might eat them.
Oh, well, that's why Mummy has them up in a cupboard high up so that she can't reach them.
Yes, you can.
Right, we've got a coaxing peach yogurt. It says, where do giraffes go to their lessons? High school. Right, there you go.
How do they?
What'd you say?
Thank you.
Good girl, and we've got a little, a biscuit for Karis, a baby biscuit. Yum, yum. We're going to break it up because you could be a bit greedy with them, can't you? Have a sip drink. There
but
we go.
The rough. How do giraffes go to school?
It says, where do giraffes go to school?
Where?
And it's called, it says high school. And it's supposed to be funny because giraffes are very tall, aren't they? Which means that they are high up. And so it's high school.
It's high up.
Mm.
In the clouds.
Well, if they were very tall giraffes, maybe.